what it makes you feel like going to Cuba. I haven't been, but somebody that has and who joins us now is Megan Singleton. Morning, Megan.
Good morning, Carly.
Does this just take you back to 2007 when you were last there?
No, gosh, that's such a long time ago.
I looked at that and I thought, it probably feels like it was just the other day to you. I mean, you have such an amazing job. You're flitting around the world, don't you?
And I do. And I think with Cuba too, because time really has stood still there forever, you could go now and it would exactly be the same as 2007. But, you know, in some ways, while that's quaint and I took a million photos and so do all the tourists, it's also really, really sad for the people who live there who are doing life really hard.
Mm. You've got some photos from your trip on your website, and you know it looks like something out of the 50s, really, all the cars and.
In a movie set, doesn't it? I mean, there's scenes there. I just, you know, just swung the camera around and took a picture. And in that scene will be someone under the bonnet of his 1956 Chevy. There'll be kids playing baseball behind him. There's ladies hanging over their balcony with their hair all wrapped up in scarves.
Hanging the washing out.
Yeah, hanging the washing out. And they're very patriotic. Did you see there the graffiti of their Cuban flag?
With the bush. Yeah.
That's probably because that's the only graffiti they can get away with, I suppose. It's part of the revolution.
How do you get there? If I wanted to go to Cuba, is it a hugely long haul?
Well, it'd be easiest to go through Mexico for Kiwis. I went through the Cayman Islands, and my brother lives there, so I was visiting him, and that's just south of Cuba. That was a one-hour flight. You'd go through Jamaica. You can't get there through the US without all sorts of rigmarole, as you would probably know.
Yeah.
Beyonce and Jay-Z having just gotten there. You can technically go on a research trip or a religious tour, but I would just go through Mexico. You know, just fly in and bounce off from Cancun. It's probably about an hour or two's flight from there.
Given the opportunity, that's what we would do, huh? That's the quickest.
Yeah, that's what you would do. But you can also fly Air France. So, you know, if you're coming home from Europe or something, you could go directly from London or Paris to Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's worth kind of knowing. So it's got a little bit of history. Obviously, it's famous for cigars.
Yes.
And I stayed just in Havana for a weekend. So there's so much to see of Cuba, but I only saw the city. And so they've got the Partagas Cigar Factory there where they're making and rolling the cigars right there, and you can purchase them. And they're smoking them as they make them.
And did you purchase? Did you inhale?
I did. I smoked my very first cigar in Cuba. That's
what was it
cool,
like?
I think, to say that. I didn't like it.
No.
I hated it.
Couple of puffs.
Yeah. But you've got to. When in Cuba.
Yeah.
The other thing when in Cuba is to drink the mojitos, of course.
I love mojitos, and they make them with real sugar cane.
Yeah, they press them. You know, like the old agitator washing machine that you probably had at the batch or something. You know,
like a wringer.
Yeah, the wringer.
Yeah.
Well, they sort of press the sugar cane through this wringer. That's how they get all the juice out. So one bar was doing that, and one poor man was just on the wringer the whole time, making the sugar syrup for the mojitos. And, of course, Ernest Hemingway lived here, and he was quite a frequenter of the bars.
Why would you leave if you're a writer?
Exactly.
You've got mojitos and Cuban cigars.
And the daiquiri.
Yeah,
He came up with the daiquiri there. Well, so the story goes. Well, one of the bars, El Floridita, which everyone will visit when you go there, he's got a big bronze statue, and he's there, and he's attributed with helping come up with the frozen daiquiri. So it's exciting. There's music blaring out of everywhere, out of homes, out of car stereos, out of the bars. There's buskers playing. They're coming around. They've got maracas. They've got, obviously, the guitar, the steel guitar. There's markets. I mean, I'm a big fan for buying authentic art when I travel.
Mm.
Not expensive, but just a real nice piece of art, and you can get all of that there. I did buy some hilarious things at one point. I bought this doll that you put a cigarette in behind it, and you take the cigar out of her mouth and she smokes.
I'd love to see all the little artifacts you've got in your home gathered from all your worldly adventures.
The little alchemy corner.
Is it a relaxing place to visit, or
I was there with my brother.
Yeah.
I think if you were there with the girls, it might be, you know, you'd be hassled and harassed. Some people don't mind that. And in that culture, honestly, the guys are brought up to whistle at girls and hassle them, and they don't find that. It's not awful. Or
you should take it as a form of flattery or something?
I think it's meant to be, and I just think we need to just take it for what it is and just blend in and just have a good time. But I wasn't hassled at all. I was with my brother, and I found it really relaxing. We actually got a cab driver We booked him for a couple of hours, and I totally recommend you do this. I think it was only about $20 an hour or something. He used to be a professor, and he makes more money now as a cab driver, the poor guy. But he showed us and told us so many amazing things and took us to areas, and of course they picked his brains about the regime. Did you see the billboards there with George Bush
yeah.
hanging off his teeth? And I mean, they hate the Americans, and they're so anti that, and I found that completely fascinating. So,
not too many American tourists there then.
No, they're not really there. And you just got to hope that when Fidel passes, I think his brother Raul is already
taken over. Yes.
Gone.
Yeah.
I think, isn't he dead, Raul?
Raul, is he?
Oh, gosh.
I thought that he took over from
now. Maybe he is running it.
We'll get our facts straight here on News Talk ZB.
I hope that they end up being able to enter the rest of the world, like, you know, and getting better cars and better jobs.
Better conditions, that's right. Megan Singleton, you've certainly sold it to me and no doubt to our listeners as well. That is Cuba. And for more on Megan's wonderful worldly travels, you can visit her website, www.bloggeratlarge.com.